Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part very special interview with Dan Zahner. Now, Dan is a founder of a company called Adventure Company. It's the anthem of the adventurer. It's tied in with the SEAL team leaders. And folks, if you missed yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up because we do not have time to even try and cover some of the ground we went through yesterday. But I'm telling you this, I'm promising you right now, this is the good part. We're diving into the deep stuff right now. So we're going to jump right back into this interview with Dan Zahner. How are you associated with SEAL team leaders now? Because you're part of their organization now, right?
Yeah. So now I've managed their leadership course a couple of times. I'm one of their coaches on the team. And then recently, I've started taking over the responsibility of managing adventure expeditions, which is really cool. And I got into that through, at one point I had created my own brand, which still exists, but it's less of a focus now, called the Anthem of the Adventurer. And we'll get into that in a bit, I imagine. But I've brought Anthem of the Adventurer underneath the SEAL team leaders to be more effective. So I can focus on impacting business leaders, especially for the kingdom, and helping them realize the importance of adventure in their lives. Also the existence and the importance of their heart in their lives. And then working to help them establish a faith relationship with Christ if they haven't had that already, or deepen it if they do. And so these adventure expeditions provide a great vehicle for that. Currently, we're focusing on a series of land-based adventures, so SEALs, sea, air, land. We're starting in land because Larry loves cars and good place to start. So we've done the ice racing expedition. As soon as this coronavirus craziness blows over, we're going to be doing a rally racing expedition out at Team O'Neill Racing School, Rally Racing School up in New Hampshire, and kind of taking the next level of difficulty from going on ice. Is really easy to slide your car sideways.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing to hit. You ran into a snowbank. Oh, darn, you're fine. But you move to dirt in the woods and you're flying around a corner at 90 miles an hour sideways. It's harder to control your car and you'll hit a tree if you do it wrong.
Right. You're talking on your website about using, proven Navy SEAL, proven leadership and behavior change tools. Does that include, people that sign up for your program? Does that include a stint like going through BUDS?
Not quite. It's more the mental tools than the physical. Although if anybody wanted to go around and get beat up in the woods and carry around logs and do PT for days, we could arrange that.
That's an adventure.
It absolutely is. And one that I love doing. Larry's had some injuries. He still loves doing adventures, but his physical therapist has limited some of the weight that he can carry and things like that. But he still goes, free diving and skydiving and kite surfing and skiing, downhill skiing like a crazy person. So
skydiving and stuff. You can skydive all day long. It's just that sudden impact with the ground that gives you a problem.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I mean, I've found extreme amounts of leadership lessons and lessons about my own character at 3:30 in the morning, carrying logs and steel plates around in a couple of GORUCK challenge events. My favorite is kind of a weird word when you're describing things that hurt a lot, last summer, so middle of July, we were in Indianapolis for the GORUCK Star Course. So it's modeled off the Star Course in Ranger School. And you get a rucksack and a 20-pound steel plate and however much food and water you want to carry to support yourself. And you have a 20-hour time limit to complete a number of waypoints that if you navigate well will equal 50 miles. And you have a team of 2 to 5 guys or gals that you're going to do this together with. And everybody's got their own pack. And so we start at 9 o'clock at night. And we do a series of points around downtown Indianapolis. And then there's another series of points around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And in between those is Connor Prairie. It's a historical village in Fishers, Indiana, which is about 18 miles out of town. So we finish our downtown waypoints by about midnight or something. We're feeling good. And we look at our next waypoint and we're like, oh my goodness, we've got 18 miles till the next one. And we get there at about 5:30 in the morning. And we're on our way to being just absolutely smoked. And the sun is rising. And it's going to be a blazing hot day. And we look at each other like, we are absolutely screwed. And that was the moment where the leadership of the team like really came in. So I was the team lead. I looked at my guys. One of them was about to quit. And we were using the Ranger Creed as some motivation. None of us were Rangers, but like, hey, part of the Ranger Creed is quit is not a Ranger word.
That's right.
Quit is not an option. It's not an option. We're not going to quit. And so we literally found a YouTube video of someone reading out the Ranger Creed as we got going again. We're like, quit is not a Ranger word. We're not quitting today. And a couple of miles go by and one of the guys is slowing down. And he kept saying throughout the night, I'm going to go at my pace. You guys go ahead. And I'm like, dude, your pace is too slow. We're not going to meet the time limit if we go to your pace. I'm taking your ruck. I'll give it back to you later. He didn't appreciate that in the moment, but later he did. And, you know, another couple of times we took each other's rucks when we were feeling down, feeling slow and supported each other. And by the end of it, we were so exhausted and, you know, I had heat exhaustion. Like I was getting the,
cramps and stuff,
cramps and everything. And we got to the end, we had about a quarter mile to go. And this, all the GoRec events are run by current or former special forces guys. And, a guy from SEAL Team 4, a retired guy from SEAL Team 4 comes running up to me and says, hey, you're not going to meet the time limit if you don't get another gear. And I look back at the guys and they're all like barely moving. And we've been using this call and response cadence to kind of motivate each other. And I was like, how are you feeling? Feeling good. Looking good. Ought to be in Hollywood. Oh yeah. We just could like, you know, get that going. We pump it up to an airborne shuffle and we kind of jog our way somehow to the finish point and collapse in a heap. And they hand us each a beer and a slice of pizza. And it was the most fulfilling emotionally thing I've ever done aside from getting married and becoming a father 3 times. Amen. Because I got to see men that I cared about and help them. And they helped me get through something extremely hard. We did 51.2 miles in 19 hours, 37 minutes. Wow, and it got up to about 95 degrees with 103 heat index during the day. Carrying rucks. And, you know, they looked at me afterwards. They came up to me and was like, dude, we'd follow you into hell with a water gun if you asked us to. And as a civilian, you don't get many opportunities for guys to say that to you and mean it, you know?
I was going through all that stuff, you know, the difference was we weren't in a downtown environment because that's even hotter. You know, we did all our fun and games, you know, out in the middle of the swamp and, you know, you look at your waypoint and it's, you know, 4 miles away and it's, you know, a swamp between you and there, you know.
And right. It's, yeah.
You know, it's different, but you know, we had the humidity and all that, but I understand what you're talking about. You know, someone is on your team is starting to fall behind. Hey, come on, let's go. You know, we got, you know, whatever we got to do, we got to make it. Cause it's to use a cliche, but it's really all mind over matter.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's physically hard, but not physically impossible.
Yeah.
Unless your mind says it's impossible.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If your mind says it's impossible. Yep. Absolutely true. If your mind says, no, I am not going to quit. You're not going to quit. I mean, I asked my buddy Larry, hey, you know, what was your secret to getting through Buds? And he kind of laughed. He's like, I just didn't quit. Simple as that.
That's all
that's all it takes.
Qualification courses. That's all they are looking for is somebody that does not quit, you know, and because that's the mental mind game, you know, and that'll allow you to overcome just about anything. And
even
in business, you know, now that you're in business, you know, it looks like you're going to fail. We are not going to fail. You know, I mean, that is it comes to life in civilian life as well. What other kind of challenges do you do?
Oh man. Other challenges I do. I mean, it's funny. Some of my favorite challenges are not physical, or at least like most frightening challenges. This was one that Larry gave me, actually when I interviewed him for my podcast, he mentioned it and I was recording at home and I had to look over my shoulder to make sure my wife wasn't watching. and he said, think of the environment. If you woke up tomorrow and the environment supported achieving all of your dreams in life, what would it look like? What would be there? What wouldn't be there? Who would be there? Who wouldn't be there? What would it feel like? What would it smell like? What would it taste like? You know, really describe it. And then tell that to your wife and ask her what hers would be like and see if there are any gaps. I was like, oh, man. And so I did that. I wrote it down and I described it to Tracy and she's like, yeah, that sounds really great. Except I don't want to go camping quite as much as you do. But it was like, you know, that butt pucker kind of moment. Cause you know, I'm still working through, you know, some of your listeners may have read Wild at Heart, by John Eldridge. I'm still working through not giving Eve the ability to validate me and therefore invalidate me as a man. I'm still working through that. Mm-hmm. So at times, if I'm not conscious of it, I can give over to my wife, though she cares for my heart very well. Sometimes I give her places of it that aren't hers to care for, like my worth as a man. That's not hers to say yes or no on. And that's for me and God and for the men in my life, for the true masculine men to say, yep, you're a man. Yeah. No, you're not being a man right now. You need to change. Yeah. And masculinity is bestowed from masculinity. And, to get back to that ice racing part, actually, so that same weekend, on the, way into town. So as soon as I stepped off the plane, I got a prompting from the Holy Spirit. Hey, you need to invite your buddy Larry to Minnehaha Falls. So it's this waterfall near downtown Minneapolis. And it freezes over in the winter to like a couple feet thick, almost solid. Some parts of the falls are still falling. And you're like, this is an opportunity for you to show Larry the importance of transitioning from one place to another, letting your soul catch up before you get into another event, and drinking in beauty. Some of the things that you've been learning from all this Wild at Heart stuff, from this life of adventure and from meeting with John Eldridge and his sons and everything, and meeting with me. I'm like, okay, I could do that. It's going to sound a little weird. So Larry pulls up and I'm like, hey, good to see you, Larry. I know this is odd, but can we go to this waterfall before we get going? You know, I just want to transition from travel and like give myself, you know, time to kind of catch up. And he's like, yeah, sure, why not? It's only a 10-minute drive away. And we get there and he's like, well, I've got to do my morning meditations. So let's just do it at the waterfall. He's got like this 22-minute meditation and breathing routine he goes through. And so we get down there and we climb down these icy steps. You know, I got chained off and like, do not cross, whatever. And then we go over the do not trespass. Yeah, it's like, yeah, whatever, you know, go over the no trespassing sign and climb up this little icy ridge and underneath this frozen waterfall, and we're in this ice cave. Like, it's just beautiful. I mean, blue and green light filtering through the ice and the sound of the flowing water from the part of the falls that hasn't frozen over. And it's just a magical place. And so we find a couple of rocks after exploring a bit. And we sit down and he does his meditation breath work, and I do some prayer and some Wim Hof breathing in concert with the prayer that I'm doing. And what that breath work does is it reduces the CO2 content of your blood and ups the O2 content, and it gives you this feeling of being energized, and it kind of makes you feel all tingly all over. And I started tingling to the same frequency as the waterfall. It was really cool. Yeah. And I just looked up at the light streaming through this crack in the ice, and I said, thank you, God, for this beauty that I'm able to drink in right now, and for being able to invite my friend into this. And I posted some pictures of it later, and my mom saw it on Facebook, and she's like, hey, remember the last time you were there? It was when you were 10. And when I was 10, I was a doughy kid. I was husky. I wasn't very masculine. I didn't have masculinity bestowed on me very, very well at that point in my development. Probably because the men in my life didn't know how to do it very right. well. Not by any ill intent or anything. My own interest probably too, you know. Anyway, so I didn't feel very masculine. I felt pretty bad about myself in general. Mm. And God spoke to me in that moment. It was like, this is for 10-year-old Dan. This is for his heart. This is for you, that young place in you that cool. needed some work. And I realized, like, what had just happened was I had brought in a man that I truly love, and he loves me, and we respect each other. And he's one of the most masculine guys that I know. And for him to be in that moment and say, this is great, I really enjoyed this experience with you, was bestowing masculinity on a place in me that really needed it. Man. And so we climbed out of the ice cave together, and we're like, that was awesome. We're like, we need to bring people here next time and like charge them for this. Like, we could have charged $1,000 for that.
Amen. But how did you come up with the idea of creating these adventure teams?
Yeah, so it came out of a bit of a long story. So a couple years ago, I'm in this mastermind group. I'm still in it. It's called the Dad Edge Alliance. So it's for husbands and fathers who are trying to become better men. And so we do a month-long discussion on a particular piece of content. And one month, we were going through Wild at Heart, and we had the opportunity to have John Eldridge on a video call on Zoom to ask him any questions we wanted, which was awesome.
Yeah, I bet.
And so I read the book. I listened to the audio book on a work trip to Oregon. So, you know, I'm going through the first part of the book as I was driving up to Mount Hood. It was beautiful. And so I asked John about this thing that was prompted out of reading the book and what God was putting on my heart. And I'm like, I feel like God has hit my soul with a gong, you know, around this idea of adventure and leading other men into a life full of it. I have no idea what to do with it. It just feels too big. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, you need to have a conversation with God about that and just ask him, what's your next step and who are your allies? And just have a conversation. Like, I've never done that before. Like, I've been a Christian, you know, since I was 5, but just never had a category for how to really have a conversation with God.
Yeah.
And so I started reading John's book, Walking with God, which helped a lot, and had a talk. I said, hey, what's my next step here, God? And he's like, you need to start a podcast. Okay, sure. Who do I need to invite onto it? And he gave me a list of 12 guys, and I invited them, and they all said yes. I was like, well, cool. So I guess I have a podcast about adventure now. And so that's how the Anthem of the Adventurer thing started. And then over the course of about a year and a half and 30 some odd episodes, I started to really get into, oh, this is what adventure is about. And I love talking with people about it and getting out and doing it and kind of changing people's paradigms about what adventure means and its importance in their life. And I talked to Larry about it a lot, and he loves adventure too and wants more of it in his life. And so we got talking, and it's like, why don't we just do this as part of our business? And like, instead of me trying to build this thing on my own, why don't I just partner with you for a time and kind of be your apprentice and help you build it in your business? And then if God calls me to do it on my own someday, I will. But until then, let's just do it together.
Yeah.
And so that's how this started, is of building the capacity within myself to be able to support Larry in this way, and get to do this together, and so helping him craft some of the experience and letting him use his amazing skills to put together these great experiences, and it's starting to take off. It's really cool. I mean, we've got a whole probably 10 or 12 people signed up for the next one, whenever it is. They're hanging on as we are to when we can actually start planning again.
Well, how do you come up with the challenges?
Oh man. So the challenges of with SEAL team leaders, they come from really just what we think is going to be fun for us, and then what we can teach people within that experience. So with the rally racing, it's something that both of us have wanted to do. He's been wanting to go out to Team O'Neill for 15 years. And so like, okay, yeah, we're going to do this. And it's going to be, when we're there, we're going to have this type of experience of some classroom work and some working with, underpowered front wheel drive cars. And then maybe we'll move to real wheel drive cars, whatever. But this progression of skills, we're going to be learning how to influence cars on loose surfaces. We're going to be, how to look for landmarks for turning in, and all the, the skills that go into it. And then we build a teaching curriculum off of what's offered through the experience. And especially focusing on how can we get create an environment. So here's the thing. This is where our design process starts, a desired end state. Like, what emotions do we want to produce in ourselves and in our clients? Okay. And then what experiences are we going to need to have to do that? So things like, we want them to feel connected to each other and know the importance of connection with their teams going out of this thing. Mm-hmm. We want them to feel like they're not just on another vacation, but they're actually being transformed on a heart level. Into a better version of themselves by the end of the weekend, that kind of thing.
So are these individuals that come to you, or are these like businesses that want to develop camaraderie amongst their leadership team?
A mix of both. Sometimes we'll have like this next one, we've got a CEO and a couple of his key executives coming. Mm-hmm. Other times it's business partners will come, like to our ice racing expedition. We had a couple of business partners come. Sometimes it's just individuals who are looking to improve for themselves in some way. So it's a mix. Amen. What we'd love to see is being able to offer to have some experiences with families too. Like, okay, here's the CEO of a company and his wife and kids, and have an experience together. Both of us agree that we want to get there. We haven't designed an experience for that yet, but both of us being very focused on our relationships with our wives and kids, definitely want to do that.
Amen. Amen. Now, if I read correctly, you're trying to develop teams that are associated with you, but they're in their local areas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. So, it started off with, Go Ruck again. They have a great model called the Ruck Clubs. So nationwide, you can search for them, and there's a leader in a community, and they set up a weekly or at least a regular workout, with Rucks. Maybe you're going to just doing some distance. Maybe you're doing some PT. Maybe you're doing a circuit workout, whatever it is. And so we didn't have one in my local area. And so like, well, I might as well start one. And so Boiler Ruck was formed, and then now it's morphed into what I'll call the Anthem of the Adventure Scouts of, we do rucking, we do other things together that inspire us to a life of adventure regularly. We get guys together and, around Thanksgiving, we made eggnog together and then and watched some adventure movies. Just a way to inspire each other and learn a new skill. And so that's what I'm wanting to create over how the next season, however long it takes. I'm trying not to rush it mostly, but kind of using that model of the Ruck Club and all the things I've been learning through SEAL Team Leaders, creating an environment where we can help a guy who really wants to do this for himself and his own community, bring together a like-minded band of brothers. Maybe it's two, maybe it's 20, and regularly do things that challenge themselves to do things that are new and learn new things and persevere through the unknown a bit and recover their hearts through adventure. And adventure being these experiences where we learn by persevering into the unknown and we find fulfillment at the end of that. And there's a spectrum that I talk about and I learned from Ransom Heart, John Eldridge's team. We've got the casual adventures, the low risk, everyday kind of stuff that, you know, doesn't really require any planning. You can plan, but it doesn't require it. You've got the crucial adventures that relate to your story as a man and how you fit into the larger story of the kingdom. And it's usually catalyzed by self-reflection, either in the midst of a casual adventure that, you know, something changed and you're like, oh shit, you know, it just got real. You know, those kind of things, those kind of moments when you're on a mountain and you know, you hear the thunder in the distance and go, oh boy, this just changed, you know, that kind of thing. Or it could be that conversation with a friend or with your wife that doesn't go as well as you thought it was going to go. And it comes into question, do I have what it takes as a man here now to come through? So those are the crucial adventures. And the epic adventures is not what everybody thinks. It's not ice climbing, you know, a waterfall or, you know, summiting Everest or something. It's when you have a significant amount of risk physically, yes, could be, or, but really more so emotionally or mentally. So being a father and especially to daughters, that is an epic adventure. You know, loving your kids well, connecting with their hearts, taking care of the hearts of others, and developing them. That's the true epic adventure when love itself is at risk. And so my mission with this is creating an environment where others want to do that and have the equipment and the tools that they need to do that.
Amen. Well, do you give training, you know, say someone wants to create a team in their local town, do you give training to them or who oversees them?
Yeah, so I do as I need to. Yeah. We're working on that in the future. As we said, I got a lot going on. Right. Speaking of a lot going on, I just got a text from my NSF boss saying I'm missing a meeting currently. So,
okay, all right. Well,
sorry about that.
All right, we can wrap this up. Don't want to get you in trouble with that, especially in this day and time. If someone wanted to get in touch with you to get more information on this, you know, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, just shoot me an email. Probably the best way is dan@sealteamleaders.com. You can also find me on Facebook at the Anthem of the Adventurer. Also on Instagram, same thing, Anthem of the Adventurer. Those would be the best ways to get a hold of me.
Amen. Amen. Dan, this is all so cool. I know you've inspired a lot of men out there that, you know, they don't have to take the boring, ordinary life in stride anymore. They can begin to turn around just one mini adventure at a time. Amen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Folks, I don't know about you, but I know I'm inspired right now. And I haven't heard anything like this since I left the military 30 years ago. At my age, I may not be able to keep up with some of the more strenuous challenges, but I'm going to check this out. Dan, I'll be in touch with you about this. This is awesome.
Thanks a lot, Robert. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time.
Problem. Go down below into the links with Dan Zahner. Get in touch with him. Click the links. Check it out. Listen to the podcast. I've listened to several episodes just prepping for the interview, and they are casual, entertaining, but yet motivating. Dan, you do a great job on those as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
That is all the time we have for today. This is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.